Hey guys, welcome to this very late episode of CryptoLife 365, where we are at day 12 already. Sorry about this being a little late. It was supposed to be done early in the morning, but this was a very, very, very long and busy day. So we started out getting up at about 6 a.m., which might be early for some. It is early for me, but it's probably really late for a lot of other people I know. But I got up really early. Had to go watch an installation of what's called a ductless HVAC system. It's heating, air conditioning, which uses freon tubes as opposed to ducts in order to transmit heat and cold throughout the house, with end units kind of collecting the heat and using finned radiators to distribute the cool or the heat to specific parts of the house. Reason we had to set this up was because this was a really, really tiny house. There was no room to run any ducts. It was an old house, so it didn't have any kind of central stuff. And we wanted to kind of improve the place and make it better for the tenants with a central heating system. Currently, they just have window-based air conditioners, and for heat during the winter, they were having to resort to using electrical heaters in their bedroom and other rooms, which is dangerous to do, because when I went to a university in Western Maryland, way up in the mountains in a town called Frostburg, there was a bunch of tiny little townhouses and regular houses were being, well, sorry, not townhouses, regular houses in the town of Frostburg that were rented out to students. Old houses also didn't have any heating. Students were relying on having to use their electric heaters to keep themselves warm. And as a result, every single winter, somebody's house burned down. So knowing that, I wanted to put end to any kind of heaters in this property, upgrade it a bit, put the ductless heating in, and that way the tenants can have their central heat and central air, which they can actually separate by rooms, because they can turn some units on, turn some off, and keep different rooms in different temperatures and keep them happy. So these units are actually a little bit more expensive than just a standard central air duct system, but the benefit of them is that they last a lot longer, and installing them is actually a lot cheaper. So with a regular standard ducted unit, it's a lot cheaper for the unit itself, but the labor to run the ducts is quite considerably high, because it takes about 3 or 4 days to do it, because you have to cut out holes in the walls, you have to put the ducts in, you have to put the walls back up, you have to put the drywall back on, you have to put the spackle back on, you have to let it wait for it to dry, then you have to put the paint on, and it's just a lot of work. With ductless, the units themselves are a little bit more expensive, but it's just pipes, tiny little copper tubes that go through the wall to the outside of the house and down the side of the house under the crawl space and out of sight. And the units themselves, they're just mounted on the walls, and that's it. With regards to why we did this, though, my coach JT Fox teaches about WOW, which is the want to under-promise, over-deliver, and you always want to do something that is a bit of a step above and beyond what other people might do in order to get sales and in order to grow your business. Now, this may not be the way that most people do it in real estate, especially in rental properties, because we've been buying up properties and a lot of times we've been finding out that the previous owners, the previous landlords were just totally horrible. Like, for example, in this specific case, the landlord had this small house which was built in, I believe, 1920s, and was completely neglected throughout most of its life. And there were two mobile homes, both of which were built in 1970s before there was any kind of code or standards for building mobile homes. And they were all in absolutely horrible condition. For example, the smallest mobile home, which I have not actually been in, and I really don't even want to go in there. The tenant living there says half of it is unlivable because it's falling apart. Like, he went to the bathroom on one side of it and literally fell through the floor with a toilet. So that whole bathroom is out of commission. And that whole side of the house is closed off because there's a giant hole in it. The second larger mobile home has holes about the size of basketballs all throughout, which have towels stuffed through them. There's holes under the carpets where you're walking around and you might feel just a soft spark in the carpet, and you can feel with your foot how big the hole is. There's holes under the sink in the bathroom that just go straight down into to the outside. And there's some missing windows. We went through the town, the mobile home. We're thinking like, okay, how much is it going to cost to fix it? But with all the work, we realized that it would actually be cheaper and better for the tenants if we just scrapped the whole thing, bought a brand new mobile home for them, which is what we did. And for this house that where the HVAC system was going, the person living there, Ron, very, very nice guy. He is a contractor himself, and he wants to move up to be a general contractor eventually. So we might end up even using him for some of our properties to kind of help get him started. But he was the one who was basically keeping this entire complex of this tiny little trailer park in together in one piece and working. He would fix the holes in, or at least patch them up, the holes in the mobile homes. He would fix any issues in his own house and would not complain, even though that place was pretty bad too. For example, there was no hot water in the shower at all because the handle broke. The sink in the bathroom was broken, so he had to use the kitchen sink, so cold showers, kitchen sink, to get ready in the mornings. Later, we found out that the bathroom sink was actually just draining straight down from under the house because the entire pipe rotted away. It was not even connected to any, not connected to any sewage or anything like that. The beam under the bath was apparently rotted away because of all the water leaking on it. And there's a lot of electrical issues in there where there's wires going to places that we have no idea what the switches are controlling. So the whole place has just been completely neglected and completely falling apart. So we made a deal with him that we would bring the place back up to spec, but we will also bring the rents up to spec. But as part of the WOW, we didn't just like fix the things. We are making this house nice. So it's going to have a central air and heating, as I mentioned. The water is getting updated and fixed up, so there's going to be a nice new shower with obviously hot water. The electric is getting replaced and updated. The actual water itself is going to have more filtration and UV lights and other things on there to keep it being safe and drinkable. And over time, we're going to be replacing windows and everything else too. So the downside is we might not be able to make as much money out of this house as possible. So we may not, we're probably foregoing a couple of $100 a month of income by doing this. On the other hand, it's not about money, as I mentioned a few times before. One of the lessons that I've learned growing up and growing through my stages of success, I guess you could say, is that money is a byproduct. It's kind of a catch-22. People want money, so they pursue money, and in the end, as a result, they never actually get any money. Most people out there who are rich, wealthy, successful. They didn't actually do that and get there by pursuing money. They were pursuing other things, and money is a side effect. So if you want to be successful, if you want to be wealthy, don't focus on money. Focus on helping others and doing things for others, and that's how money will come as a side effect. For example, you could focus on making the best hamburger you can make that you can sell for the most amount of money, and you will sell a couple of burgers and you'll make a little bit of a couple of bucks. Or you can focus on feeding as many people as you possibly can for as little money as you possibly can. And you would be basically McDonald's or Burger King, and you would be selling and making billions of people not well-fed or happier, and as a result, you'll make a lot more money. So that's kind of my philosophy. And in this case, it's kind of similar, where because we are showing this customer of ours, our tenant, who is our customer, he's buying our product, he's buying our property to live in, because we're showing him kind of a wow, an extra amount of extra service above and beyond, especially way, way beyond than what the last tenant was showing him. As a result, our hope, which I fully expect we'll get out of it, is that we will get a lot more loyalty from our customer. He said he's willing to pay us $300 more already than what he was paying before to bring the rents up to standard. We're also going to have a property that if he moves on, we will actually be able to easily rent to somebody else, because the property is actually in good shape and in a area that's really growing. And the person who got rid of it was actually made a probably pretty bad mistake, because that area is really, really booming to the point where we, as a test, put one of our mobile homes up on the rental market for sale at a rather high price. We ended up with two offers. Like, we put it up at 5 or 6 p.m. We ended up with two offers, one of them coming in, well, both of them coming in, but before midnight, and five more offers the following day. So we basically had to take that ad down because it wasn't ready yet. So loyalty from the customer, the asset that we have will be in much, much better shape. And even better, this person, as I mentioned, he is working to be a general contractor too, and he's already a good contractor. We're actually having him fix some of the issues in the house as well. So we may actually end up having somebody who will be very, very happy to work for us, and may even go an extra mile to work for us and help us out with our properties as well. Now, that's not why we're doing it. I mean, that's not what we're expecting. But, I mean, there is a benefit that we actually found out, like, oh, well, we're helping all of you, you with all this stuff, but it turns out you have these benefits and you know all these people and stuff. So there may be kind of a karma returning the favor to us in the long run. So, yeah, sorry for trailing off, but everything we do in life, you know, gotta give it that extra bit. My cat is tearing up furniture. Sorry, gotta give it an extra bit, put a little bit of a wow in there. Serve your customers, because even your tenants are your customers. And if you take care of other people and take care of your things, they will come right back and take care of you as well. So tomorrow is going to be a much more exciting day for me. It was busy, crazy day today. But tomorrow I'm going flying again, continuing working on my instrument flight rating, so I can actually get around places even when the weather turns really bad. And flying is one of my passions, and I'm excited about it anyway. So I'm really, really, really happy to go out tomorrow and do it. Hopefully the weather holds up. And so anyway, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow, and I'll try to, try not to be so late about getting one of these out to you. So I'll talk tomorrow, and bye.